Chapter 3. Across the dusky waters the whisper came. Boom, 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 a sullen reiteration. Far away and more faintly sounded a whisper of different timber. Thrum, thrum, thrum. Back and forth went the vibrations as the throbbing drums spoke to each other. What tales did they carry? What monstrous secrets whispered across the sullen, shadowy reaches of the unmapped jungle?
"This, you are sure, is the bay where the Spanish ship put in?"
"Yes, senor. The negro swears this is the bay where the white man left his ship alone and went into the jungle."
Cain nodded grimly.
"Then put me ashore here, alone. Wait 7 days. Then, if I have not returned and if you have no word of me, set sail wherever you will."
"Yes, senor."
The waves slapped lazily against the sides of the boat that carried Cain ashore. The village that he sought was on the river bank, but set back from the bay shore, the jungle hiding it from sight of the ship. Cain had adopted what seemed to be the most hazardous course, that of going ashore by night, for the reason that he knew, if the man he sought were in the village, he would never reach it by day. As it was, he was taking a most desperate chance in daring the nighttime jungle, but all his life he had been used to taking desperate chances. Now he gambled his life upon the slim chance of gaining the negro village under cover of darkness and unknown to the villagers. At the beach he left the boat with a few muttered commands, and as the rowers put back to the ship, which lay anchored some distance out in the bay, he turned and engulfed himself in the blackness of the jungle. Sword in one hand, dagger in the other, he stole forward, seeking to keep pointed in the direction from which the drums still muttered and grumbled. He went with the stealth and easy movement of a leopard, feeling his way cautiously, every nerve alert and straining, but the way was not easy. Vines tripped him and slapped him in the face, impeding his progress. He was forced to grope his way between the huge boles of towering trees. And all through the underbrush about him sounded vague and menacing rustlings and shadows of movement. Thrice his foot touched something that moved beneath it and writhed away, and once he glimpsed the baleful glimmer of feline eyes among the trees. They vanished, however, as he advanced. Thrum, 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 came the ceaseless monotone of the drums. War and death, they said, blood and lust, human sacrifice and human feast. The soul of Africa, said the drums, the spirit of the jungle, the chant of the gods of outer darkness, the gods that roar and gibber, beast-eyed, gaping-mouthed, huge-bellied, bloody-handed, the black gods, sang the drums. All this and more the drums roared and bellowed to Cain as he worked his way through the forest. Somewhere in his soul a responsive chord was smitten and answered. You too are of the night, sang the drums. There is the strength of darkness, the strength of the primitive in you. Come back down the ages, let us teach you, let us teach you, chanted the drums. Cain stepped out of the thick jungle and came upon a plainly defined trail. Beyond the trees came the gleam of the village fires, flames glowing through the palisades. Cain walked down the trail swiftly. He went silently and warily, sword extended in front of him, eyes straining to catch any hint of movement in the darkness ahead, for the trees loomed like sullen giants on each hand. Sometimes their great branches intertwined above the trail, and he could see only a slight way ahead of him. Like a dark ghost he moved along the shadowed trail. Alertly he stared and hearkened, yet no warning came first to him, as a great, vague bulk rose up out of the shadows and struck him down, silently